What a weird day. It's raining really heavily one second, and then the next the sun momentarily comes out. I'm walking up a semi-country lane past flooded ditches, and very occasionally, like now, there's a car. That particular one is emptying the road pretty much as I walk up. It's a 4x4 heading to a farm with bales on a trailer on the back. The ditches, as you can hear, are like rivers as well. And this road is like a river in between car trips when the water builds back up. I kind of cut off a main road, and as I came around the corner, I could see a young boy standing on his bike, kind of legs astride, right in the middle of the road, with two torrents running either side of him. And he was saturated and just sitting there, kind of head down, with the rain kind of pouring so hard over his head, it looked like he had a bowl cut, this glossy hairstyle, almost like a plastic Lego man. And he was just staring and staring, and the water was pouring, and occasionally a twig would float by and a leaf would float by, and I got closer and closer, and I don't think he could hear me because of the rain, and I got my headphones on listening to a podcast, and I reach up and just click the podcast off, and he sees me out the corner of his eye. He looks up and then kind of feels uncomfortable that I'd caught him appreciating this wonder. You know, a minute ago the sun was beating, now he's staring at a river where a road should be. And he looked embarrassed. And I didn't want him to feel embarrassed, because he kind of reminded me of me. Reminded me when I had more time to just stop and observe the ordinary like that. And he quickly kind of kicked his pedal around and pushed his bike forwards and kind of rolled past me, and I kind of just about to say, it's crazy, isn't it? Wow, how, you know, I had a sentence in my head, but it just didn't feel right. I don't know. A guy dressed mostly in green chatting to a young boy on an isolated country road, and it's kind of bad, isn't it? How that feels wrong when it shouldn't. Anyway, a couple of minutes later, I'm alone on this road myself, and I see this beautiful kind of normally grassy ditch now filled with water, very much like this one here. And I thought, oh, what a perfect opportunity to clean my boots. And I do, but I don't know whether it's the fact I'm kind of older and heavier than I remembered being when I used to play in wet ditches all the time, but I slip and very nearly come a total cropper in the middle of this ditch, and there's a couple of mad splashes and me, and I go whoa, and I climb out having narrowly got absolutely head to toe saturated, and I look relieved at my nice clean boots, and I look up and turn around, and right behind me, cycling past, is the young boy, and he's got a massive smile on his face, and I just can't help but smile, because I was kind of hoping no one had seen me, but I was kind of glad that he did, and for a moment, we both were boys, and that's cool.